Now, of course, there are lots of other rules of serial music which have a similar goal of democratizing the 12 tones. For instance, the extreme top or bottom note of a melodic line automatically acquires extra importance because of its position, right? And that's not democratic. Likewise, a note that lasts longer than its neighbors will seem more important owing to its extra duration. And so there are compensatory rules that require the extreme highs or lows of a line to be of especially short duration, which prevents them from getting too much attention. And conversely, long-lasting notes must never be at the very top or the very bottom. These rules, you have to understand, are not rigid. They are suggested rules, and Schoenberg always made these rules only to be broken. He was the first one to break them himself, and he was the first one to tell his composition students, don't compose in my method, learn my method, and then just compose. All great men are their own rule breakers, from Plato through Stravinsky, through Nietzsche, and everybody else. So, to the extent that the row does provide certain functions analogous to those of a scale in the tonal system, this 12-tone or dodecaphonic method is indeed a viable replacement for tonal composition. And it was such a welcome gift to the crisis-ridden 20th century composer that it took instant stronghold, capturing the imagination of such composers as Alban Berg and Anton von Webern, both ardent Schoenberg disciples, and persisting to this very day, with evolutionary modifications, of course, in the music of Stockhausen, Boulez, Warenin, Kirchner, Babbitt, Voss, Berio, and sometimes me, though very rarely.